All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Yeah, sometimes you think you're fluent in a language, like you've got it down, and then suddenly you're like totally lost. You know, and it happens in the most unexpected situations.
Like what?
Ordering food.
Oh, yeah, especially in a restaurant.
Exactly. Menus could be tricky little things.
Oh, absolutely full of specialized vocabulary.
Right. And you think you know what you're saying,
But
but you
then
end up with a plate of something you totally didn't expect.
that's the worst.
Yeah, it could be a real culinary adventure.
Sometimes not in a good way.
Exactly. And it could be pretty
Oh,
embarrassing.
yeah, for
Like
sure.
for our friend Julia,
What happened to her?
she ordered a rare steak. Like it was just like a fancy way to seek unique or special.
Oh, no. What did she get?
Well, let's just say it was a little too close to move for her taste.
Oh, my gosh. That's rough.
I know. So today we're diving into some common restaurant terms
Good
to
idea.
help you avoid similar situations.
You know what's so interesting about Julia's story?
What's that?
It really shows how even simple words can get really complicated
Yeah.
when you take them out of everyday conversation.
Out of context.
Yeah,
Like
exactly.
rare,
Right.
it can mean unique or unusual, but in a culinary context, it means something completely different.
Barely cooked.
Exactly. And that's where the confusion comes in.
Big time.
So, I mean, it's funny now, but I can only imagine the look on her face.
When that steak arrived.
Oh, yeah, priceless. But seriously, though, it's a good reminder that no matter how confident you feel, it never hurts to double check,
Absolutely.
especially when it comes to something as important as food.
And it goes beyond just steak doneness.
Relate.
Different cultures have different ideas about what well done, medium, or rare actually mean.
I see.
So what might be considered medium in one place could be rare somewhere else.
So even if I think I know what medium rare means,
You should probably double
I
check.
should ask the waiter just
Exactly.
to be safe.
It's always a good idea to clarify,
Okay.
especially if you're trying a new dish or in a new restaurant.
That makes sense.
It's not just about avoiding surprises. It's about appreciating those cultural nuances.
It's like language isn't just about words.
No, it's not.
It's about understanding a whole way of thinking.
Exactly. And when it comes to food, there's a whole world of history and tradition tied up in the language.
Like what?
For example, the term well done. It
Okay.
has roots in 18th century England,
Interesting.
where overcooked meat was a sign of wealth and sophistication.
Wow, so ordering a well-done steak is like a little nod to history.
You could say that.
That's pretty cool.
Language is constantly evolving. The terms we use today carry echoes of the past.
I'm never going to look at a menu the same way again.
That's the beauty of language. There's always something new to discover.
True.
A little curiosity goes a long way.
Especially at a restaurant. So,
Definite.
to all our listeners out there, have you ever had a lost in translation moment? Especially at a restaurant. Share your stories with us. And remember the next time you order that steak. A little confidence goes a long way.
It does.
But so does a willingness to ask questions.
Yes, and to learn.
You never know what fascinating linguistic tidbit you might uncover.